The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast. On Friday, Jim Nantz of CBS Sports sat down with us and previewed the matchup with the Jets and also talked a little bit about coming back to Houston.
Thanks so much for watching Texans TV. Drew Doherty here alongside CBS Sports' Jim Nantz. It's a real pleasure to have you here, Jim. Welcome back to Houston, first of
all. Well, thank you, Drew. I'm so excited about this. I'm actually starting to get nervous now about this broadcast a little bit. I mean, it's going to mark the start of my 25th year at CBS, and you get the little bit of the butterflies, you know, over certain big events when the Super Bowl rolls around, or the Masters, the Final Four, but I am so fired up about having the game here. I'm just going to have to kind of harness my energy and enthusiasm a little bit come Sunday. I'll be ready.
I'm guessing it's a combination of butterflies because of your interest in the Texans, but also everything you did back here at U of H, and you know, this is the starting ground for what you did.
Absolutely indebted to the city. Love the community. Still consider it home. And, you know, I'm going to have an obligation and responsibility, which I will do on Sunday, and that's to play that broadcast right down the middle. It's not going to be about, you know, for the CBS audience, about me coming back to Houston, but internally, you know, it's a pretty big deal. I've had season tickets to the Texans since day one, bought my seat license and the whole thing. In fact, I'm going to go from this interview out to peruse and go check out my seats that I've never sat in because I'm always working on Sunday somewhere.
And the million-dollar question is, who sits in them?
My mother.
Okay.
My mother, my sister and brother-in-law, my mother Doris Nantz, my sister Nancy and Don Hockaday. And my little nephew, who's going to one day be the quarterback of the Texans, Holton Hockaday, is quite an athlete.
So. Little nephew, how many more years till we see this?
Well, he's going to be 12 years old at the end of October, but he's an incredible athlete. And I would say, I will give Shabby here a good a good run, maybe one more quarterback, and then we're going to groom Holton here 14, 15 years from now.
Okay,
he'll
heard
be ready
here.
To be the starter.
Good stuff. Well, you just talked with Shab. You just got out of the meeting where it's a production meeting where you talk with the coaches, talk with the players. What are your impressions of this team after meeting with them? I'm sure you had a great impression of them beforehand, but now that you've met some of these guys.
I would say, Drew, that I see a team that's very confident that has drawn strength off of its finish from last year, and I don't see them with a sense of, like, oh, my God, it's going to start now. This weekend, and everybody's expecting us to perform. And, you know, this is maybe too big for us. I don't know that we can meet those expectations. I felt that I just visited with a really confident team that, again, knew that it had matured and gone to another level late in the year last year, and they're just ready to get on the field to continue that. Now, we'll see. The Jets are coming in here with great optimism because of them on Saturday and having now a home in the New York metropolitan area. I know there's big expectations for the Jets team, too, so it should be a great matchup.
Yeah, I was going to say, you live up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, I believe.
Up in that area, yeah.
Around in Connecticut.
Excuse me.
So you know what's going on as far, or you get the daily vibe, I suppose, from that team. What's most impressive about that defense for the Jets?
Well, what's most impressive about it is that it made plays last year, and then they went out and got Rex Ryan as the head coach. And I have always thought Rex Ryan should have been a head coach somewhere. I like his style. I like what he did with that Baltimore defense that he coordinated. And if he's able to bring a couple of guys over, of course, with him from Baltimore, and if he can bring that same kind of aggressive play and they're able to take that side of the ball up to another level, it would be pretty darn good. The thing that I would be concerned about if I was looking at this from a Jets perspective right now is a rookie quarterback on the road in week one. I know last year Joe Flacco, Matt Ryan started week one games as rookie quarterbacks. They were at home and they won. But to go into what's going to be a hostile environment, because I always hear about all this energy here at Ryan, and Sanchez is a special player. He's going to get he's going to get a pretty good test right away, and he's met those tests most of his life. And I'm anxious to see how he performs. I'm expecting him to be having a very good year, but this is a tough place to start.
Yeah, he'll get a full dose of D'Amico Ryans and Mario Williams. What are your impressions of those guys? You mentioned that this is a team that's calmer and everything. How much more mature, and how much will that maturity help out the Texans?
I think, Drew, that they really have a core group of players who are young but have played football together for a long time. So they're 3 and 4 year players, but they've been really playing. They haven't been second teamers. They've been really in there in the heat of the battle for 3 or 4 years together. And so it's an interesting thing. I haven't really heard anyone kind of put it that way before. Coach Kubiak alluded to it a little bit today. But you're really talking about, you know, a core group of players here who have a lot of experience. They're young, but experienced. So pretty neat thing to have. If you're Bob McNair and your team is young, but very experienced, and you got a pretty strong core group of players that you can rely on, from Ryan and Williams on one side of the ball, to Slayton, Schaub, and Andre Johnson on the other, and that offensive line is not what it used to be here.
Right.
I would think it'd be going pretty good fun.
You just talked about Andre Johnson. Does he remind you of anybody you've seen superstar-wise?
Well, the hardest thing is I've never seen him in person. I've watched so many of the games through the years on television or on replay. But
is that the most amazing part, that he's been so good but nobody ever sees him?
Yeah, well, the thing that amazed me was I'm just putting my boards together this week. It's his seventh year out of Miami. You think of him as part of that 3 or 4 year core group guy. One of those guys, but he's up there 7 years now. You know, he's an old guy, in some ways. But in some ways, his career is just now starting. And the good stuff should be, in theory, on the way for Andre and his teammates. The thing on television, he looks very big. And he is. It's just, I happen to be 6'3", 6'4". When we walk in the room after seeing him on TV, all this stuff, I guess I thought he was going to be 6'7", or 6'8". I didn't realize I was going to look him in the eye. But he's got an impressive, pair of hands. And, how do you back up 115 receptions a year ago? I actually think he's ready to match that and exceed it.
Well, Jim, we could go on all day with you, but we know you've got places to go.
I got nowhere to go. I want to stay right here on the Houston Texans website. Thanks for having me on, seriously.
Yeah, thank you.
This was really a fun thing. When that schedule came out back in the spring and I saw week one, I thought, please, let that be CBS's main game. You know, we have the AFC package, and we've never had it work out on a weekend where, the Texans merited being CBS's number one game. Perhaps this will be just the start of two or three more occasions during the regular season. And, of course, come playoff time, along with my great partner Phil Sims, we'll be doing the playoffs and the Super Bowl this year. So maybe we'll have a chance to sit down and chat again.
We're
the season's out.
We're
is that a deal?
Definitely in for that.
It's good to see you and talk to you again, Drew.
Good to see you,
pal.
The great Jim Nance of CBS Sports. Thanks for watching Texans TV.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready to play.